I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Tina Harris. She's with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center, and she joined us to talk about an update for this weekend's scheduled Halloween spectacle in the City of Marquette. Here's more about what's going on with Tina Harris.
The Halloween spectacle is a large outdoor performance with puppets and dance and music and, you know, Upper Cirque du Soleil, if you want to call it that, Mardi Gras in the UP. It's a one-hour performance put on by the community for the community.
Now, it is right now on the books for Saturday night, but I think you're here to tell us that that's a little different this morning. Yep.
We are changing the date. We are taking our rain date, which is Sunday the 29th. So this Sunday the 29th, we will not have a procession leading from downtown to Harlow Park. The spectacle this year, we have changed the venue to Harlow Park between on Bluff Street. The performance will take place on Bluff Street, which is the stage, and the hillside there on Bluff will provide kind of a natural bleachers to view the performance, and that's between Morgan and 7th Street.
Sure.
So that'll take place on Sunday between 6:30 and 7:30. So you need to get there early if you want a good seat.
So the big word is that instead of it being tomorrow because of what appears to be inclement weather, you're moving it to Sunday, but same time, same location of Harlow Park in, on Bluff Street.
Right. And, you know, so much effort goes into this. It was important not to have rain if we can prevent it. If it's sprinkling, we're still going to perform on Sunday. But we want the best weather possible because people have put so much effort into it. We have refurbished our dragon. We have a dragon named Dolly. It's been affectionately named Dolly. Dolly was made for the first...
And a pretty big one, too, if I remember correctly.
She's a giant dragon. Yes, yeah. A beautiful dragon. She's been green, she's been blue, and now she's going to be red. Her role, she's been cast as the fire dragon. Because this year's has a theme of the fire, earth, wind, and air. And there'll be four queens representing...
No one representing rain.
No one representing rain. Well, I guess air could represent rain and, you know, water. But the dragon will accompany Jessica Pasola, who's our fire queen.
Now, this is one of the events that I know that the city actually supports as one of the arts and culture programs that happens. This is kind of for everybody to come and see, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for all ages. Adults enjoy it as much as children. You know, it's not meant to be scary. It's a beautiful happening. There's going to be, the Children's Museum is involved. They've made 16 giant lunar moths. They're going to be carried by families at the Children's Museum. We've got contortionists. We have our finale, which is fire. A lot of fire this year. The fire department, they're on board too. The fire truck will be there. It's a real city event. Everyone's real excited. And this is made by, you know, almost 100 volunteers, and they really work hard. And it's a celebration for the community. It's become an annual tradition for many.
It's been going on now for a few years now, isn't it?
This is our sixth year.
Sixth year, okay. Now, again, this was originally scheduled for tomorrow, but because of the weather, you're going to shift it over to Sunday.
We're going to have it Sunday at Harlow Park, which is going to be a beautiful setting for it. Right there on Bluff Street, you'll see all kinds of things when you go there on Sunday. You'll see all kinds of staging. Double Trouble's doing the lighting and sound. Mm-hmm. Jessica Pasola, Marissa McCarthy, and Maggie Barch, our artistic directors. Lots of drumming, accordion playing. There's an accordion player this year. Singer Jerry Mills is in it this year. We just have a huge group of people. It's a not-to-miss performance.
Again, when and where?
This Sunday, October 29th, 6:30 sharp, begins the 6th Annual Halloween Spectacle.
All right. Well, we appreciate you stopping in to give us an update that it is being moved a day because of the weather, and people are all welcome to come in and enjoy it.
Yes, please come. And this year, I should mention our sponsors, of course, the City of Marquette, the Marquette Downtown Development Authority, a mini grant from QPAD, from the Michigan Arts and Culture, Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, and a new sponsor this year is the Marquette Rotary Club. So we're very, very pleased that they have sponsored us this year.
That's the comments of Tina Harris with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.